From Snow City Cafe in Anchorage to Exit Glacier in Juneau and Yupik Dancing in Dillingham, there was hardly an Alaskan eye not trained on President Obama's August 31st visit. But from inside the Dena'ina Center at the Conference on Global Leadership in the Arctic, or Glacier, the Arctic youth ambassadors had a different experience during Alaska's brush with political fame. The United States Arctic Youth Ambassador Program, or AYA, is a joint sponsorship by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. State Department, and Alaska Geographic. With the initial five AYAs selected earlier this fall, the program began with attendance at Glacier and will proceed to establish the group as official players in the climate change discussion, sharing our experience growing up in the Arctic. Myself and four other Alaskan youth were notified before Glacier of our selection, and the weekend before the conference was jam-packed with trainings, activities, and discussions. The AYAs are composed of Griffin Plush of Seward, James Chilcote of Arctic Village, Haley Fisher of Barrow, Byron Nikolai from Tuksuk Bay, and myself. In our activities prior to Glacier, we received incredible treatment. Along with constant support from employees at Alaska Geographic, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Department of the Interior, the World Wildlife Fund, and Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, we were trained by many well-renowned speakers. Some of the goals of the trainings were to prepare us for the conference and make sure we had the information we needed to hold meaningful conversations, make valuable connections, and express our own contributions. We heard from Fran Ulmer, the chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, about the intricacies of the Arctic Council and important facts on climate change in the Arctic. Because so many prominent people were in town for Glacier, and climate change was such a hot topic, we were also able to talk with representatives from the Inuit Circumpolar Council, Nils Andreasen of the Institute of the North, ambassadors from the State Department, and Yvonne Peter from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Basically, we were preparing to attend a conference with some of the most influential people in the country, which is exactly what we did. After many bonding activities, some serious discussion and planning, and formulating our strategies for social media outreach during the conference, we began our public venture with Glacier's opening night at the Anchorage Museum on August 30th. As per special request, the five of us met with Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell for an hour, alone in a room with no onlookers. Secretary Jewell was eager to hear stories of our diverse upbringings throughout Alaska, and our personal experiences watching climate change affect our home. I couldn't help but feel like a VIP as Secretary Jewell hugged me and posed for multiple selfies. Continuing our escapade, we waited for Secretary of State John Kerry and briefly discussed some of our goals with him. He seemed lighthearted and happy to be there. And later, at the opening reception, Secretary Kerry commended the creation of the acronym GLACIER, the full name of which is Global Leadership in the Arctic, Cooperation, Innovation, Engagement, and Resilience, a feat I think most of us were wondering at. Seeing the Anchorage Museum and the Dena'ina Center filled with such distinguished people at such an important international event was unreal. The museum, surrounded by the Secret Service, was enough to establish an intense excitement in all of the AYAs that lasted throughout the conference and sustained us despite our exhaustion. From 10 feet away, at the final session of Glacier, we watched President Obama address Alaska and designate climate change as the issue of today and the future. As Arctic Youth Ambassadors, we know this to be true. From our thoughtful trainings, our accommodations and support from many generous adults, and the extraordinary opportunities we fell into, it was clear that the time has finally come for the full recognition of the important role of youth, especially from the Arctic, in the climate change discussion. The Glacier Conference was a momentous gathering, an establishment of the severity of climate change as a global issue. Hosting so many illustrious dignitaries and experts was a privilege, and the spirit was high for the action of the future. But the work can't end here. Hopefully, momentum can be harnessed, and significant efforts will arise out of the conference, and greater international cooperation can be forged, because the time for hesitation has passed, and we need to take drastic action now to redefine our relationship with our marvelous planet. Climate change is all of our problem, and we have to work together to address it. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Beree Hirsch.